Proclamation number 3609 of 18th of November, 1945. Perfection of God. Purpose of His will. Great and mighty is God, and His love knows no bounds. His nature radiates profoundest wisdom. His abundance of strength is invincible, and His will only strives for perfection, and therefore everything is perfect which has emerged from His eternal creative power. It is recognized by His unsurpassable wisdom as good and right for the purpose it is intended to serve. What comes forth from God can never be deficient, otherwise He would not be perfect. Otherwise also His power would be limited and His love would not be infinite. God is exceedingly wise, and His wisdom is coupled with a will which can let all His thoughts become formed through His power. Thus nothing is impossible to Him. He can do anything He wants, but only wants what His wisdom recognizes as purposeful. And purpose is unlimited beatitude of that which once emerged from His strength in all perfection but became imperfect through its own will. His will never be active in the opposite direction. He will never carry out or prevent something through His strength which would render the purpose invalid. As far as the human being's free will is not decisive, which he well respects even though he cannot approve of it. But God's will is eternally unchangeable. It is good and only aims at perfection. Yet that which has become imperfect opposes His will with great resistance, for it does not recognize the most perfect being, the being which is love, wisdom and strength in itself. Otherwise it would have to submit to Him unconditionally. Its own will is to blame for its lack of knowledge. Of its own free will the originally perfect being has deprived itself of all power of knowledge and plunged into a state of ignorance from which only free will can redeem it again. And thus it does not know about the strength and power of the highest being, it does not know about its love and wisdom, it does not know about the blissful state of perfection. And therefore it also does not recognize its own imperfection and is therefore in a state of deepest adversity if God does not come to its aid. Everything God does is a means to lift the imperfection, to help those who once fell away from Him of their own free will to become perfect again, to find their way back to Him in order to become blessed. And what He does by virtue of His will and His love and wisdom inevitably leads to this aim, even if it takes endless times before this aim is reached, if the will of the imperfect person resists. Only when the resistance subsides does the beingness begin to recognize that it is imperfect. It begins to suspect that a supremely perfect being is its creator from eternity and that it must strive towards this highest being. And with this quiet realization its ascent begins. It begins to align the imperfect with the supremely perfect being. It begins to subordinate its will to God's will, and it recognizes everything God does as wise and based in His infinite love. And as soon as this state is reached, the being can no longer sink into the state of imperfection. It can no longer defect from God forever, for it merges with the original strength from which it once originated through unceasing striving upwards and is unspeakably blissful for all eternity. Amen.